Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and when it comes to video games, there are some spectacular narratives to play through. But the question is, which ones are the best? Well, that's what I'm here to try and answer, and by that I mean that there are so many to choose from that it was really difficult to narrow down. However, I think that I've curated 10 of the absolute best of the best. Yet this actually comes from a 20 best video game stories ever article that you can find on WhatCulture.com, so if you want to see the other side of the coin, as it were, then you can go to our website and find out more there. So consider this video as part one, because if you like it, I'll do the other ones in an upcoming future list. So with this in mind, I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are the 10 best video game stories ever. Number 10, Grim Fandango. The 90s were the golden age of LucasArts point-and-click adventure games, where seemingly every single year you'd have a new PC game centering around some clueless clod being guided around by the player through puzzles that only make sense after a good hour of rigorously banging your head against a concrete wall. But the best of the best of these still remains the one and only Grim Fandango. Centering around Manny, one of the many travel agents for the afterlife, this story takes our unlucky hero through an epic adventure that spans several in-universe years as he travels from one end of the afterlife to the other in a desperate bid to make right a horrible mistake he'd made involving one of his clients, and maybe, just maybe, earn some redemption for the sins that he committed when he was alive. Here, the humor and heart shine through as its biggest selling points. In both cases, the game displays an emotional maturity that acts as the linchpin to the game's theme of redemption, and it is utterly chef kiss. Number 9. God of War 2018. God of War's 2018 reimagining, despite initial ridicule for following the bearded man with issues guide innocent kid across cruel world archetype that was insanely prevalent at the time, was precisely what the franchise needed to survive in the modern day. It also helps that the story is insanely good as well. Kratos, after destroying the Greek pantheon and somehow surviving, something which he himself hadn't planned on, has left Greece to find out what to do with his life elsewhere. Over an untold amount of time, he found love again and settled down with his new family. But when his wife dies, Kratos and his son Atreus, whom he loves dearly but is kept from properly showing it thanks to a mix of PTSD and a fear of vulnerability, sets out to find her home to spread her ashes. Unsurprisingly, this simple journey very quickly becomes anything but. Kratos, as fun as his games always were, was never the most compelling protagonist. An issue that is more than fixed here, as every line that he speaks, every conversation he has with his son shows their bond growing, and it keeps you utterly glued to the screen. Number 8. Portal 2. The original Portal was one of the most tightly designed games ever made, starting with a fun central idea and everything else built around it with the sole purpose of supporting that central idea. Though on the short side, Portal used the time that it had to cement itself forever into pop culture. So why am I talking about the second one? Well, easy, it's because the second one had a much better story. While the first Portal was about introducing players to this strange world, Portal 2 focuses on expanding that world while never ignoring what made Portal so fun. The jokes are funnier, with particular mention going to J.K. Simmons turning in a career highlight performance as Cave Johnson. The lore is deeper, but not distractingly so, and overall it's just a more engaging experience that the streamlined original just couldn't be. Valve may take forever to get anything done, but games like Portal 2 are the reason why everyone is still waiting in vain for another entry. Number 7. Persona 4. It may have taken until 5 for the Persona series to really get its due, but Persona 4 was the first time that people began perking up to what this series had to offer. Like the other Persona games, what makes 4 so much fun are the characters that you meet along your journey, but unlike the other games, the story doesn't completely take a back seat for them. Persona 4 is a murder mystery set in a sleepy town, where people are not only dying of unknown reasons, but are then being hung upside down from TV antennas. With the police being utterly clueless, it's up to your character and a ragtag group of teenagers that he meets along the way to find the truth. Like any good mystery, Persona 4 throws twist after twist at you, pacing itself just right in order to pull the rug out from you the second that you think you've got it all figured out. But like any great mystery, the story gives you everything you need to figure out the true culprit on your own. This faith in the player is best showcased at the end when it gives you a list of every named character in the game and asks you, okay, who did it? And this is an RPG whose length goes into the triple digits, so that is a long ass list. Now, it may be showing its age in a lot of areas, particularly in its understanding or lack thereof of gender and sexuality, but when all is said and done, Persona 4 is still utterly class. Number 6, Red Dead Redemption. Red Dead Redemption 2 is a fantastic story on its own right, but the original still comes out way ahead in my personal opinion. The original Red Dead Redemption tells the story of John Marston, a former outlaw who's volunteered, shall we say, by the government to hunt down the members of his infamous old gang. With the prospect of being able to go home to his family acting as the carrot on the end of the stick that is deeply embedded in his back, John must now grapple with trying to balance building a new life while also raising his old one to the ground, in the vain hope that maybe, just maybe, the government stooges holding his leash will actually keep their word. Red Dead Redemption very quickly earned acclaim for its masterful storytelling, acting as a realistic portrayal of life on the American frontier while still being really fun to play. John Marston is one of the best protagonists in video game history, a tragic figure who wants to leave his past behind and become a better man, but constantly has the choke chain pulled back on him by the entire world, which culminates in an ending that will leave you emotionally drained but wholly satisfied.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5, Mass Effect 2. BioWare's flagship franchise may not have had the best first outing, especially in hindsight, but Mass Effect 2 was what put the series on the map, and for bloody good reason. After momentarily thwarting the eldritch monsters known as the Reapers in the first game, the second game begins with the Reapers getting payback by blasting Shepard into deep space, where they then burn up in a nearby planet's orbit. 2 years later, Shepard wakes up, having been put back together by the human supremacist group Cerberus, who want to help Shepard stop the Reapers. After considering that the rest of the galaxy would prefer to believe that the Reapers don't exist, beggars can't be choosers. So Shepard must now put together a team of specialists to go on a suicide mission to stop the Reapers' latest scheme. And oh boy, is it ever a suicide mission. You can get everyone through the final mission alive, but doing so requires a lot of optional content that the game doesn't outright tell you about. So first-time players will most likely get to see some of the best-written characters in gaming history die brutal and horrible deaths. With amazing dialogue, brilliant character writing, and one of the finest examples of a game holding the player's feet to the fire, Mass Effect 2 stands head and shoulders above the rest of the series. Number 4. Final Fantasy 9. Now, there are multiple Final Fantasy games that we could have put here on this list, but frankly, when the creator of the entire series comes down from on high and names one game as his personal favourite of the bunch, well, it definitely narrows the decision down somewhat. And really, you can't blame him in the slightest for loving Final Fantasy IX so much, as it is one of the best games in the entire series and easily the best story in the entire franchise. The story begins with a bunch of thieves planning to kidnap a princess and ends with those same thieves and that same princess fighting against an interdimensional conspiracy to wipe out the human race. It's typical stuff for a JRPG, but what makes it work is the cast. Zidane is one of the best Final Fantasy protagonists by a country mile, a hilarious, optimistic, dashing rogue, but you know what? The other characters are just as charming and compelling to follow. And for such a cartoony-looking game, 9 features some of the darkest twists and turns that the series has had to date. It is well worth playing. Number 3. Shadow of the Colossus. The PS2 era is considered by many to be the last era of true experimentation by large companies in the video game industry, where for a brief, beautiful moment, risky projects getting a lot of money thrown at them was actually the norm rather than the exception. And one of the crown jewels of that era is, without doubt, Shadow of the Colossus. When a man named Wanda loses his lover Mono, he's told by a mysterious and totally 100% trustworthy we promised spirit that he can bring her back by slaying 16 great beasts known as the Colossi. What results is a series of the best boss fights in gaming history, as Wanda gives up everything about himself to bring back the one person who gave his life meaning. Shadow of the Colossus is a genuine tragedy, a genre that games very rarely get right, being an industry where audience satisfaction is literally built into the bone marrow. But Shadow of the Colossus shows that this genre can absolutely work for video games if placed in the hands of a narrative master. Number 2. Telltale's The Walking Dead Season 1. So Telltale's reputation may have ended in total disaster, but you can't talk about the best video game narratives without talking about the Walking Dead video game series that they had a hand in. The first few seasons of the Walking Dead game, which were helped by the insane popularity of the TV show at the time, still stand as one of the greatest gaming stories ever written, with memorable characters and a realistic depiction of a world that has completely fallen apart. What always made The Walking Dead's depiction of post-apocalypse so raw is that it knows that it takes a lot to make society completely go away. People, by and large, will only turn to things like, say, cannibalism if there's genuinely no other option. Otherwise, they will hold on as much as they can to what they've known to work all their lives. Which, of course, makes the moment where everything truly falls apart all the more harrowing, because then you get to see how truly desperate people behave. And as Lee and Clementine's journey continues down bloodier and bloodier paths, where every choice feels like the end of the world, you will be glued to the screen every step of the way. And number 1, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. When BioWare approached LucasArts for permission to make their own Star Wars video game, they were allowed to on the condition that they find a way not to contradict the events of the prequel films, which were still coming out at the time. Their solution was to set the story of Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic so far back in the past that there was no way anything they could introduce could ever interfere with the current story, and thus KOTOR was allowed to be as insane and creative as they possibly could. While still recognisably the same galaxy we've come to know and love, KOTOR's world is notably more ancient than the modern-day galaxy-wide civilization that we see in the prequels. But the problems of the Jedi are eternal, as the Old Republic is nearly brought to extinction by a Sith Lord named Lord Revan. Not that that's relevant to you, a totally random grunt working for a Jedi named Bastila. No, that's definitely not got anything to do with you, right? All joking aside, though, the twists and turns in this game have become legendary among both RPG and Star Wars fans as being some of the best storytelling in both. Combine that with cracking dialogue between some of the best characters in Star Wars history, and you get one for the record books.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.